I'm talking hundreds on hundreds. I'm talking money, the clothes, the cars. I'm finna fuck up this summer. I'm talking perkies, the eggs, and the bars. That Cody done made me a jump. Turn up the city, I'm beating the odds. Even the odds gotta look. I'm talking hundreds on hundreds. I'm talking money, the clothes, the cars. I'm finna fuck up this summer. I'm talking perkies, the eggs, and the bars. That Cody done made me a jump. Turn up the city, I'm beating the odds. Even the odds gotta look. Yeah, the crib right across from the club. Tell her mama call when she up. Playing hardball with the soft. Paint a nigga quick by Ross. BDK on me, call up. I be carrying bitches, y'all stuck. Shit, I barely party, hopping out. Take money with me, YNT. 45, so I'm buying lean. 45, squeeze it in my jeans. I got it in, ain't no searching me. I don't know it, call it Perky P. Forever clean with a dirty drink. I just put my mama in a me.
My nigga rap like we broke again.
I'm talking hundreds on hundreds. I'm talking money, the clothes, the cars. I'm finna fuck up this summer. I'm talking perkies, the eggs, and the bars. That Cody done made me a jump. Turn up the city, I'm beating the odds. Even the odds gotta look.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Jake Love 5 from Lights Eye, and you are now tuning in to the Reigning Champs podcast, the greatest sports podcast that is in the beach. What's up?
And just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Reigning Champs podcast, episode 187 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and on the right, I got the homie AD.
What up?
And in front of me, I got my guy Javon.
Yo.
And that makes the Reigning Champs podcast. Appreciate all you good people listening wherever you're at in the world. Could have been anywhere, but you chose to kick it with the champs. And we appreciate that more than you know. So, fellas, how y'all doing, man? It's good to see y'all. Another Wednesday in the books. How y'all doing, though, man?
Good to see y'all, too. I hate everybody.
I hate him.
Let's get right to it.
That's how,
fellas. Hey, you know, another week, another win.
Yep.
There you go. We ain't talking about
on to the next, baby.
We ain't talking about football. We just asked how you doing.
No. We talking about football.
No, right now.
He was getting his off.
The only sport we got to talk about is football. So
we got track and field.
Not really.
Volleyball.
Nobody cares about that shit.
Badminton.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Pickleball.
Nope.
Football.
I had to get that one off. I had to get the pickleball off.
I know it's hard to talk about football when your team's on the bad end of it, man. I get it.
How you doing, Jordan? I ain't listening to this man right now.
Hey, man, I'm exhausted. I am tired. I ain't going to hold you. Hey, but the only thing I had to look forward to was the night to record. Today was a day. Let me put it like that. Today was a day and a half. The week been a week. But, you know, outside of that, I'm cool, man. You know, I try to do no complaining. Like I keep saying, you know, just working on that 1% better rule. It's all I'm trying to do. Be better than I was the day before. Take it a day at a time. And watch the Falcons lose.
Yep.
I told y'all I was gonna wake up early. I didn't even wake up early, of course. I was already up. But turn my TV. You know what?
We did you watch the Toy Story version?
Of course not. Everybody keep asking me that.
That really looked all right, though.
The little clip I seen, it looked pretty cool.
I watched the Bijan highlights. And I respect it, though, because it did look good, though. Like, if I had a kid, or if I had like kids I was trying to teach the game of football, then I'd have them watch that. Because, okay, like, the kids are commentating and they're slowing the game down. They're explaining the rules. So that would be a way, like, you know, if I was watching a real game and I had my kids and my little cousins or something, I'd be like, yo, watch it in another room. Y'all enjoy the game. Then you'll become and understand it because it looked good, though, like, from what I've seen in that aspect. But I didn't watch it, nor was I planning on watching it.
I was curious to see what it looked like, but that was about it.
Pain, okay? I told y'all I won't go and watch them score on us. They drop slime or something like that, and I break the TV. All right, I like my TV. I like it. I'm trying not to break it every week. So
the season too young for that, man.
That's funny,
and that's why I'm trying to be cool.
Yeah, season too young. We only in week 4.
They said they are scoring. They drop slime.
Pain. I don't understand, man. That just, you know, 2-0 felt 2-0 feels so long ago.
Tell me about it.
Damn.
Damn, as soon as I hopped on board, maybe I'm bad luck charm. Maybe I should start saying them and they again.
There you go. They were losing when you were saying that.
And not this season.
God damn. You putting bad juju on your team. You got to have faith. See, that's what happens during the season. Your team going to win and lose, bro. You can't jump off the ship down.
Hey. But y'all fought, man.
That yeah, was, like, no, bro, y'all played the Eagles in game. Oh, I'm not mad at the Russian. I'm just saying, like, you know.
I feel you, but bro, they showed up.
At least y'all ain't get sm- at least it was better than the week before.
Oh, yeah, for
come
sure.
Come on, man.
Yo, y'all look good, though, man.
But it's, this, these are things Washington does. So I wasn't surprised by the turnout, but it was a nice fault nice fought battle, but you know.
Yeah, but I say, I mean, like honestly, it would have been upset if y'all won. So, come on, yeah, I look at it from that lens.
Y'all pushed them.
Yeah, like
y'all pushed the Eagles.
I can yo, I had some Eagle fans at work was like basically like yo, they gave us a fight, like so, y'all had them scared a little bit, bro.
I think once teams or there's a team that knows how to figure out how to stop that QB sneak. Them niggas is not, they ain't gonna do much after that. Cause that's really like what wins them game. Like every time they have a close game and they're like on the verge of like maybe losing or something, if you go back to the plays where there's third and short, fourth and short, they always do the QB sneak and it works every, damn near every time.
Nah, that QB sneak is OP though.
I mean, it's a little overpowered.
It ain't no different than Tom Brady doing that shit. That nigga. I don't think I ever seen that nigga stuffed on a fucking QB sneak. Of course it wasn't like it wasn't the same, but
yeah, he used to go underneath though, I think. Jalen Hurts, they go right on top of right through him.
Hey man. It's just Jalen Hurts ain't no weak nigga either.
Nah.
He's gonna be squatting like 600 pounds. So
my thing, it's just like it'd be 4th and 1 and you be on like your own 40-yard line. And it's just like,
oh, yeah, stop this shit.
But if you don't stop it, it's just like, or if, let's say they do stop it. Now, like, you know, the other team got good field position. They be, like, taking some, which I understand. I'm
bro,
not mad that, at the risk, but it's just like.
Bro, that shit's demoralizing. That's what it really is. I'm on the 40-yard line. Y'all can stop me right here, get good field position. I still convert that bitch. Yeah, that shit got hurt a little bit, man. Doom, then I'm going to score.
Doom juice on Jalen Hurts.
Our universe is doomed.
Why?
Just cause.
Another light skinned nigga he hating on.
How did we get back there?
Borderline.
God. Hey, bro, I'm telling you. Yeah. What do you mean borderline?
He like light brown skin or
that
something.
That nigga light skinned, bro. What are y'all talking about? He lighter than you.
Not really.
Nope.
Borderline.
Jalen Hurts ain't light skinned?
Yep.
I don't think so. That nigga was outside.
That nigga ain't brown skinned. That's for
he
sure.
He was outside all summer in training camp. That nigga ain't light skinned.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. We got to hold up the Family Guy little thing.
Break.
I'm like, hold
I
on.
I might got him by like half a shade or
what's
something.
What's that joint? Like, whatever little joint I be putting on there.
It's probably about the same.
I think he a tad bit darker than light.
It's pretty similar to
yeah,
me.
They close. Yeah, they're like right there. That's why I said
tad. Yeah, I'm like, yo, that ain't a light skin thing, bro. Might not be
I ain't mad if somebody throws him in the category.
Yeah,
that's
what I. The first thing I was thinking is Clay, Devin Booker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't
the
same. They ain't the same.
I get what you're saying.
I'm talking about regular makes black sense. People light skin.
But that's where my mind immediately clicked to because I'm thinking about him. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you though.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I won't talk about the mixed breeds.
I feel you.
This thing is sick.
You crazy. I hear it, though. But, yeah, man, one way or the other, bro, y'all had a good fight. You know what I'm saying? Sam Howell showed you something.
Yeah, that was nice to see him bounce back. He ain't throwing
hey,
no
man.
Picks.
Second year, let's go.
That last
drive. I like Sam, bro.
That last drive was like that.
Oh, yeah, nah.
43, what, one or two timeouts?
Yeah, he'll scramble a little bit. He got a big body.
No touchdowns, and that's the first one you throw? Hey, man, he showed up in that last drive. I got to give him some respect.
Hey, the Eagles showing us their defense is definitely hurting this year compared to last year. At least on the passing defense, though.
That's what I said. Like,
they secondary is definitely not what it was last year.
They also don't have neither of their coordinators either. That'd be happening when you have good teams and you go far, you lose your coordinators.
And
they don't have offensive or their defensive coordinator.
Well, from last year?
Mm-hmm.
That shit nasty. So, I mean, obviously they still doing all right. They 4-0.
Yeah, they only undefeated team in the league.
Besides us. Relax.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah. I forgot about y'all.
Yeah, I don't know how. Easy to forget when you don't win.
This nigga talking that shit. I ain't mad at it.
Go off, bro.
Like, I mean, all this talking just to be in the same spot as y'all was last year. Don't, you know, it's
not
cool.
Not at home
huh?
with y'all?
Huh?
Not at home with y'all?
Y'all ain't going to win no Super Bowl.
Hey man, you gotta be able to. You gotta be in the dance to, you know, how to be able to compete.
Sure.
If you ain't there. You,
I'm just saying, bro. Y'all sure. gotta make it there.
You know what I'm saying?
Show up to the dance without a date. Another nigga took your girl.
Damn.
Holding the championship up at the
end. How you waiting from hating from outside the club? You can't get in.
That's what niggas outside the club do. That's what niggas outside the club do.
I'm still dancing at least, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm still in the club dancing. Give me a drink. Yo, damn, bro, you ain't going to let me in, bro. You ain't got the dress code, bro. You can't pay the fire to get in here.
I don't want to get in. I just came to
hate. Loser.
I just came to hate. Parking lot pimping.
Might as well. You can't get in. Might as well parlay.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking shit, though. Kinda.
Well, enough about these losers.
Woo.
Let's go to the next losing team.
Another one.
Damn.
Sorry, man.
This boy is on one. Sorry.
That's how you feeling. You know?
Hey, bro, when you win, you can talk. That's what you're supposed to do. You got to win. I don't know that feeling the last time.
Somebody got to keep the energy high.
Hey, bro, I'm a pod. One way or the other, I show up the pod, good, bad, or indifferent. My Falcons ain't been good since we've been recording. So,
but y'all had them 2 weeks.
Yeah, we celebrate. We had, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, you got to.
And I'm glad I did, because I can't tell you the next one at this point. I mean, but yeah, no.
I feel like y'all going to win. I don't even know who y'all playing this week, honestly.
We got the Texans. We got the Texans at home. Yeah, they on them with 2-game win streak. Yeah. CJ Stroud looking great. Yeah, we at home.
Okay. Y'all.
We lost both our games on the road.
Yeah.
We won both games at home. So we play the best at home, of course, but I don't know. Like, I take it every week as a week. That London game hurt just because, again, the offense isn't showing up. The defense is like, everybody's like, oh, your defense is still. And I'm like, huh? We're 7th in yards allowed per game, and we're 11th in, points.
Points scored.
So
points.
I'm like,
points allowed.
I can't hate that, but I can hate being 32nd in pass yards, 29 in total yards. Like, you know, we 11th in rushing. I'll take that, but the offense just hasn't been showing up, you know, due to multiple facets. Some people will say play calling. Some will say quarterback play, and others will say the line. I say it's a piece of all of them. And, you know, we still a young team on that offense. Like, you know, the center is still in his second or third year or whatnot. You got Ritter technically still in his first year. He only has 7 starts. So, you know, I knew this season was going to be up and down. I walked in this season not expecting much.
Speaking of.
What are you talking about? Mariota, bum ass?
Yeah.
I don't respect him at all. I have no respect for Mariota.
I forgot he bounced on y'all like that.
Yeah, I just don't have no respect for him.
Only thing I can say about the Falcons right now is how in the hell is Kyle Pitts not being used? I don't get this shit.
I mean, he's the highest targeted player. I don't know what more we could do. He can't throw him. The problem is Kyle Pitts, Drake London, they should be treated as basketball players, and they should be getting quick slants, quick flat routes.
Jump balls.
Yeah, like, they shouldn't be trying to throw the ball 25 yards. The offensive line can't hold up for that. Because Kyle Pitts will get open, but
you ain't got no time.
There you go, rid of under pressure by then. So it's like, why don't you make it? You got to run a scheme that works better for your quarterback. He has to get the ball out
fast.
Especially
right now, it's like, bro, we can't.
Yeah, you gotta get the ball out fast. Like Zach Wilson the last game and whatnot. He was getting the ball out quick. That line ain't working. You got to get the ball out. But we're not playing that kind of way. And that's what's bothering me. But yeah, I want Kyle Pitts to be used more too. Trust me. I want to see him flourish.
Yeah, I feel like people's probably gonna start dropping him.
My bad. I don't know if y'all can hear these motherfucking jets.
Jet life.
I gotta hear this shit every Monday through Friday.
Now that I don't be on this side no more, I barely hear them jets no more. Like, until you come on, like, close to the mall, you don't really hear jets like that.
Annoying as hell.
I don't miss this shit at all. I'd be like, God. I mean, earlier I heard, I was like, oh, then you got to deal with this bullshit. I don't miss hearing that shit when you're working at Tilly's.
Hey, if anybody want to drop Kyle Pitts, I'll be right there to pick him up. Your pops got him. If he drop him, I'm going to be right there to pick him up, though.
I mean, I ain't
draft him, though, for this exact reason.
Yeah.
I already knew where this was going. I drafted London because I was like, well, we never know what's going to happen. And that's the only target Ritter had, because when Ritter played last year, Kyle Pitts was hurt. So he never even got a chance to play with him. You know, but you know, I want to see Kyle Pitts too. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, I've had this conversation with Adrian about 5 times.
Like, but even Drake London, I'm just like, bro, y'all got 2 big receivers, and it seemed like neither one of them getting like, they get like 20 yards. Like, what the hell is going on? Like you said, but I ain't know they was just doing a bunch of downfield throws for him, so it makes sense why they ain't really getting a lot.
It don't work. So it's when you go against a good defensive line,
yeah, even if you're getting targets, it's like it's harder percentage throws. So
it makes sense. On now. So and the Jacksonville has a good front 7. So they fast as hell. So they, man, whatever. I don't know, man. But what I will talk about is Bijan. Hey, listen, again,
he the bright spot.
He's special, and I'm so glad we drafted him. I don't care all that other white noise. I'm so glad I got Bijan. That anytime he catch the ball, anything can happen. Like the way he caught that pass one-handed, turned, never cradled or touched it with his right hand. Literally one hand, left hand catch on the sideline for a first down. Come on, man. That's who guy you got to keep feeding. He got to be your X factor. Yeah, he's got to be X factor to open up the play action so we can get to the middle level or whatever. I don't know, bro. It is what it is. The offense just got to show up. That's all I'm asking for. I just want to be entertaining. That's what I said before the season started. I don't know what the record will be, but I feel like we'll be entertaining and fun to watch. The past 2 weeks have not been fun to watch. That's the issue. It's not even about winning. You just want to see your team competitive. You want to see your team fight and show that they're in the right trajectory for mm-hmm. success.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're not looking like these 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks, granted, you know, the Panthers was a dominating win, but the Packers, we had to come back. We was down 12 in the fourth quarter, but it at least showed light, showed us as a different Falcons team than mm-hmm. that we're used to seeing, because we're used to blowing leads. So now here we go coming back from one, and then we go back-to-back weeks, 7 points, 6 points, like, the math just ain't mathing, you know. But going against a Texans team that's hot, but they got to come to Hotlanta, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna see what happens, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna be watching the game. Unfortunately, I gotta work. I know I hopped on this mic saying I don't work Sundays. Got my ass this morning. But anyway,
wait, 2 weeks in a row?
No, I had to work Saturday.
Oh, that's right. It was Saturday last week. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that one hurt, though, because I was like, even my weekend off, I'm like, all right, it's time to dance. I told you when we left.
Yeah.
I was hyped up. Then literally, like, Friday, I get some news, you know, some unfortunate news with somebody I work with. It was real sad. Like, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, my ass is at work this Sunday, the 8th.
Damn, G.
It's like nothing. It's all good, though. That's enough of me rambling about my Falcons. I ain't talking about them no more. It is what it is. I'll see y'all next week with another Falcon update. Good, bad, or indifferent. With that being said, let's lead this conversation into the, again.
Them bum ass 49ers. Oh, my bad. You said what?
You are a hater. That is that. The last undefeated squad on the table, Javon, 49ers. Another week, another win. How you feel, partner?
Hey, man. I mean, so far, so good. You know, we beating everybody that's in front of us so far. I don't really feel so far that we played a team that's like dominant or anything, but at the end of the day, we beat everybody that we played, so that's all I can ask for. Purdy been looking consistent as usual.
For sure.
That boy IU came back from the injury, looking like the real. That right now he the highest rated receiver off of PFF the first 4 weeks. So I'm like, yo, he looking like he ready to show niggas like I'm here, bro. Like I ain't in Debo's shadow. So. Christian McCaffrey looking like the early MVP right now.
Hey, McCaffrey really has the opportunity to steal MVP.
No, like right now he do. Like he's the lead in the league in rushing. I think he leading the league in touchdowns, I want to say, in rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, all-purpose-wise, he got to be up there. So yards per carry, all that shit. Like he's looking dominant right now.
Ground and air.
So, and I mean, Patrick Mahomes ain't like he looking like amazing or nothing like that.
A or four, Adrian.
So.
Yeah, that man, he a touchdown machine, dog. I'd be like, dog, let somebody else score.
I mean, just give it to CMC, bro. It's like, he didn't score, 13 straight games since we didn't got him? Feed the beast, bro. Gotta keep it going. Steal this MVP somewhere, man. We ain't had no MVP in a minute, though. Let's go get us one, man. But otherwise, like I said, defense looking good. Like, Josh Dobbs, I ain't gonna lie. He played well against us, though.
Hey, I gotta give him some credit. Fantasy. He done did it again. I said, you know what?
Nah, he played well. He had like was rushing the ball well. He was passing well. Like they did his thing, you know.
Cardinals fought against you.
They fought. I mean, it's a division game. I expect it to be pretty tough, you know. So It was cool. But like I said, we handled business like I thought we would. So next week we got this going to be the test I was looking for. I was thinking we might be both undefeated by now, but you know, they took a dub. I mean, an L to the team we just beat. But you know, that's neither.
You're talking about
there.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Sunday.
You know, they
night.
Lost to the Cardinals. We just beat the Cardinals. You know how that go. It is what it is. We handle business. They don't. But you know, they got to come to Cali. You know, they're going to see us out west again.
Again.
You know what I'm saying?
Rematch.
A little bit of a rematch from last year in the playoffs. Or the last 2 years in the playoffs, actually. You know, we got,
oh, yeah, that is true.
You know, we got their number right now. But I ain't going to talk too crazy because we still got to – the game still got to get played at the end of the day. And, you know, stats have been skewed a little bit from that Giants game. But at the end of the day, Cowboys do got a good defense. And that pass rush is still – lethal. It can be, at least.
Hey, that Cowboys defense is solid.
So our line gotta protect Purdy, bro, for sure. They can't come playing around. This is why our run game gotta really help us. Like, control that pass rush with the run game. Like, CMC, you gotta do your job. You cook these niggas. Hey, ain't no Diggs out there. Go crazy. Debo, go crazy. Kittle, go crazy. And you know,
Debo healthy?
No, he actually been on the injury report like what, the last 2 weeks. Yeah, I know he ain't really do nothing for your fantasy.
Do shit last week. He just out there just fucking running around.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm sorry.
It's unfortunate, bro. I mean, you've been on a hot streak, bro. It's all good. I mean, you've been scoring 50 to get 50 points a week with Tyreek and shit. Goddamn. Let us you know, get some of these points, man. Damn.
I just need
you just had 40 with AJ Brown last week. God, I ain't went off with nobody yet.
I mean, he the only. That nigga gave me 0.6.
I ain't gonna lie, I was surprised at how little, but I'm guessing it's because of injury. Because Ayuk was going crazy, yeah, basically.
Yeah,
Ayuk was the main one that was out there eating, and then him and CMC. But yeah, like I said, otherwise, we gotta take care of business next week, or this upcoming week, I should say. Cowboys, y'all gonna see what it is, man. I mean, Jerry Jones already saying we the team to beat right now. That's crazy to hear from Jerry Jones. That shit sounded kind of like he trying to butter us up a little bit.
You know, yeah. I
can't fall for that, Jerry. Because I'm like, that don't sound like you.
I ain't going to lie, man. I'm looking for. I actually hope.
And we got the Sunday night games, too. So.
I hope they show up. I hope both teams show up and we actually get like
a really good Sunday night game.
And I ain't going to lie to you. I want to see Brock Purdy under a little pressure. I want to see what he make up. Like,
honestly,
what's his makeup?
Mm-hmm. Last year when we played him in the playoffs, they played decent against Brock. It wasn't like he went crazy. I think we scored like 19 or something. Like,
what was the game he got hurt?
Eagles.
Eagles the Eagles. Next week.
But, yeah, when teams put pressure on him, that's when.
I just want to see it.
Yeah, but even that, the Eagles game, it was so early in the game when he got hurt. We don't really know how he would have looked throughout the, you know, a full game.
That Eagles pass rush last year.
He got hurt in the first half.
Yeah,
I mean, first quarter.
I was about to say it was early in the game.
Oh, yeah, it was like first quarter he got hurt. I'm like, yeah, we ain't really even get to see what he could do. Mm-hmm. At least as far as bouncing back or anything. Like, shit was over before it started, for real.
I mean, no, that's a fact, though.
But, yeah, we got to contain them, man. But, honestly, I'm not too concerned about the Cowboys. I'm really more concerned about their pass rush more than anything.
Them boys fast.
That's really what I'm concerned about more than anything in the whole game. Is that pass rush?
I'm looking forward to watching it.
Me too.
Like, yeah, I was like, dang, they play this week. And I was like, dang, I work. And then I was like, wait, say 20. I'll be at the crib by then.
I ain't got to go to work the next day either.
That's up.
I can actually enjoy that shit without actually. Well, I mean, I'll probably be up anyway, honestly. But yeah, it's going to be a good one, fellas. 5-0 coming up.
Talk your talk, man.
If it wasn't the Cowboys, I would say 4-1, but I don't really care who wins. I just want to watch a good game, honestly.
Oh, then you'd be rooting for the us Cowboys in y'all division.
Yeah, but you're talking a lot of shit over there. I just want y'all to take a hell at this point.
You can't let me take you out of the bigger goal. You want the divisional opponent to lose at least. Regardless of me, I ain't got to play you twice a year. I'd be going for the Cowboys. Honestly, I mean, for us, beat the Cowboys.
Y'all lock up again this year, right?
We played them later this year. We played them New Year's.
Oh, it's New Year's. Okay.
Or New Year's Eve or something. So, I mean, y'all got y'all chance to still beat us, bro. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm trying to look out for y'all to get in the playoffs, possibly. You could use our help.
That's early in the season.
Boy. boy. Different. Hey.
Just saying you could use a little help, man. Damn. I mean, y'all 2-2, they 3-1. Things could change this week.
This is true. Yeah. Things could change.
No, we'd still be good.
Things could change, though.
We'll be all right.
Okay.
We got room to fall a little bit.
Sure.
You know, y'all got an uphill climb.
Man, we right where we expected to be at.
2-2. I know.
2-2. Nobody was picking us to beat the Bills or the Eagles. So, like I said, right where we expected to be at.
That's cool.
I said it too. I was just like, we'll probably go 2-2.
That's cool. Ready to jump off the bandwagon already, though.
Who, me? Nah. I just said I'm bad luck. That's all I said. I ain't say, I'm ready to stop being a Commanders fan. Like,
you said I'm about to call them they and them.
I said maybe I should start saying they and them again.
Well, I can't. If you gonna start doing that, I look at it as you disowning them niggas. That's just you can't even say their name.
That's just my psyche trying to trick. That's all. That's just my games.
You trans team, bro.
What?
Hey, at the end of the day, I don't know what you're talking about. At the end
you
of the
trans
day,
team, bro.
Shout out my nigga Gino. See, he trans team.
Spumoni?
Hey, he Gino undercover. Spumoni. Hey, Adrian undercover Seahawks fan.
Low key.
I don't know how the hell that fucking formed.
That's been a thing.
I don't really know where that came from. I don't know if it was your boy Jerron or whatever, but that shit did.
That probably helped a little bit. Between that, them always beating y'all.
It ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, kind of. It was nice coming in here after y'all took an L to the Seahawks. Because that probably, out of all the teams that you don't want to lose to, that's probably the team that you hate losing to the most.
Not like I used to, but yeah.
Point proven. Where we at next, Jordan?
Well, speaking of the Commanders, I figure we
can. Damn, what we talk about?
Dang. All right. I mean, I could take it to another topic, but I mean, we're talking football. Your next game is tomorrow. Yeah. We do a Thursday night prediction. That's what I'm trying to lead us in.
Don't even
want to
talk about these.
I was trying to lead it. What else is about the Commanders? But I forgot.
The upcoming game.
Just let me work. You know what I'm saying? Let me pod. Sure. I got you, baby. I'm just saying, you know, I took an L on the Thursday night prediction last week.
You did.
For sure. You know, I couldn't pick Detroit. As much as I knew they would win, or at least I had a feeling, bro, they just beat my Falcons. There was no way.
Sometimes you just gotta be real with yourself.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready to be real then.
Okay,
you were leaning with you were picking with your emotions. And I was with your head. That's
absolutely.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up every time.
And I lost. That's why I opened it. Y'all ain't had to tell me I lost. Yeah, I knew what I did time. When it was getting beat to hell the smithereens. I was like, well,
this nigga saying smithereens.
Hey, that's what it was looking like.
And I was just like, well. I picked the Packers, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Hey, fuck Luke Musgrave, bro. Hey, yo, fuck that nigga, bro.
That boy.
Hey, yo, you lost me $230, nigga.
Oh,
what?
I did a parlay, and I had him getting 25 yards, and the nigga got one because he got hurt.
Yeah, that's trash. Wow. Oh, that's tough, though.
And I was tight, bro. I'm like, bro, I hit every fucking thing in this nigga. Then he got hit hard. Mm. That's why I'm more mad. I'm like, that shit was soft as hell. Mm. Get your ass up.
That's tough. That those hurt. Those
and it was early in the game, like first quarter. I'm like, bro, like y'all not gonna void that shit? Like, come on, FanDuel.
Y'all not gonna void that?
Look out for you. But I heard they voided when Chubb got hurt. I heard they also didn't void it when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So I'm like.
Yeah, so that don't make sense.
Yeah, that don't.
They
maybe a nigga got break his leg.
That shit weird, bro. I don't know. Like you never. Well, I mean, unless that somebody don't Achilles. Happen to play that you pick, then it's like it happens like that all the time. But like when somebody play and they get hurt early, that shit kind of be like at their discretion. Damn it,
Aaron Rodgers played 3 snaps. I don't understand.
You would think it would be like an automatic void because he didn't even throw the ball.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not rolling with that one. That's weird. But one way or the other, we got Thursday night predictions. Y'all fellas is both 2-0.
Who y'all got again?
Chicago.
You 2-0? Oh, 3-0.
Oh, y'all 3-0. I'm 2-1. Right? Yeah, because we're only one game off. Yeah, so y'all 3-0. I'm 2-1. We got Washington versus the Bears. How we calling it?
I'm taking the Commanders.
I'm rolling with Washington too. I'll stay there.
I'm going Washington. I thought about the Bears, but I think Washington D-line on. bother Justin Fields. Yeah, I mean, unless he, unless y'all don't contain him runs and he just start going Justin Vick on us all of a sudden again.
He had a good game last week.
That's they just couldn't close it.
But I ain't watched the game, so I can't really judge how I want to predict it because I ain't really see what he did. I just noticed he played really fucking good.
I feel that.
So I don't know how he was getting them numbers.
Yeah, I think and I hope that Terry has a great game. I kind of see him having a
starting lineup on fantasy.
That too, but I feel like because he was playing well last week, so I think he's going to continue
that. He had a good game last week. All right, Adrian. So now, okay, you know what? We're going to skip that part. Hey, so we're talking about fantasy. How we doing? How we feeling? Who was our top performers of the week? We got anybody that y'all enjoyed? Anybody y'all went against that was a powerhouse?
I mean, like I said, I was surprised I won. I wasn't expecting that. Sorry, Dave. This is how the cards fall, man. But I wanted, hey, I woke up that the next morning. Definitely thinking I was my record was going to say 1-3. And then all of a sudden I seen 2-2 and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And I had to like, I kind of forgot that the Seahawks was even playing that night until I looked. And I'm like, damn, I actually won that shit.
How?
Huh?
I said, you was like, how?
I really was. Like, I, because when I initially seen it, I didn't look at like this, like who scored what. I just seen I was 2-2 and I'm like, where the hell did this come from? So, yeah, that shit caught me off guard, man.
Man, I was looking, I was just looking, going through the games and I was like, oh, Javon and Dave in a close game. And I was like, oh, Javon got Seahawks defense. I was like, oh, let me turn to the game. I forgot what else I was watching. Maybe I was waiting on Big Brother or something. Next thing you know, I see pick six. I was like, oh, okay, another pick. I was like, oh, it's over. I looked, I said, Javon won that game.
And I think they had like two forced fumbles or some shit like that.
They yeah, were balling. Who they played?
Gave up 3 points.
Giants. The Giants offense is like one of horrible. The worst teams to watch. God damn, them niggas suck.
What happened, though? Because last year, they looked all right, at least. Like, this year, they just don't like they can do anything.
Daniel
they
lost Jones their offensive coordinator, right?
Ain't the guy.
I thought Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator.
He might call the plays, but I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that's what I thought.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
If I'm the Giants at this point, I'm maybe they want a new QB in the draft coming up. Ain't there some QB?
They just gave him the bag. Yeah, remember, he got paid before Lamar and all that stuff. That
damn,
boy got that
right.
180, I think. Like, he got a lot of money.
He got bread.
To me, I don't think he the answer. I don't know what their line is. I don't know if it's the line not protecting him to where he's because he when he
they
scrambles,
don't got a lot of
though,
weapons
he,
either.
They can't blame the line, though. They've literally been drafting linemen for, like, the past 5 years. So you can't blame the line
they
in
might
that
need.
Scenario. And they came out this offseason screaming that they had the best, like, underrated receiving corps.
And their receiving core to me is kind of. I mean, I don't really see what's the.
They best
besides Jalen Hyatt, I mean, he got potential because he's fast as shit. But
I mean, you got what's the name too? What's my man's name? Nigga that was on crack. Oh, Darren Waller. You got Darren
hey,
Waller.
Oh, my God. You ain't had to go there, bro.
I think he ain't been on that shit in
you
a know, minute,
yeah,
bro. I'm like, damn.
Man, it's just
the listeners
little,
don't even know that.
I forgot.
They remind you every time that nigga plays.
Chris That's my
Collinsworth.
God. Shout out Georgia Tech.
Like, you know, we were talking about it at work that day. It was like how Chris Collinsworth would be like, here's a guy. Here's a guy, you know, crack addict, hard life growing up. You know, his father left him from a young age. But look at him. He's persevered through it all, become one of the best tight ends, all pro. Look That's at him. What a guy.
Every game, you have to remind him. But anyway. But that's like one of their better receivers. But, you know, with him being one of the better receivers and being a tight end, they're going to key in on him.
But what about the outside receivers? Like, I mean, they got what? Slayton, Shepard, but they ain't really got no number one. None of them are number one receivers. None of them. Shepard's like a number three at best. Slayton, number three, number two at best.
Now, we'll say Saquon been hurt the past, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
he ain't been playing, so that kind of messes with. They game plan, but
true.
Man, it's Breida cool, but he ain't Barkley.
Breida's just scary if you let him break. Yeah, he'll break that shit.
What are the Giants? 1-3?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the one game they won, Danny Dimes played very good.
In the second half, remember they was getting
smoked
that first half. What was it, 28 zip? 21?
It was like, I don't even remember what it was. Yeah,
24 zip maybe? It was bad. Yeah. All I know is 20 something to zero. Next thing you know, it was 31-28. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, Danny Dimes. He started balling out. He started earning his money. So, I don't know what's going on with them. They need to get it together.
I agree with that. I finally snapped my streak. Finally had me a good week in fantasy this past week. I was very cool. Nope. Because my man, shout out to Ross, GG's in the chat. Because he had a majority of his people playing for 1 o'clock. That boy, I wasn't paying attention. I was watching a game on TV. I was watching a Washington game. And then I looked at that score. That man had 114 points. I said, wait, what? How did this happen? Like, but, you know, I ain't had nobody playing yet, so I was playing a waiting game. But I had a solid game. Everybody showed up.
This nigga said solid. Nigga, you had 172 points.
This nigga had 176 points.
That's a solid week.
Nobody scored that much this year so far. But you.
This man had like 5 players over 20 points.
Yeah, I had a solid week.
Had a solid week.
Sure, Jordan.
That's a phenomenal week.
Monstrous.
He had the high score.
I was very thankful because last week I was at the bottom. Yeah. I scored 97.
True.
So that's why I'm just keeping it cool, bro.
That's true because I ain't even had a game where I actually snapped yet. I think my highest score is like 132.
That was me week one. Yeah, that was the highest. I ain't had like a 130
game where. I think I didn't have like 130 something, 120 something, 115, and like 120 something.
Nah. Shout out to Herbert. Shout out to Dallas defense. Shout out to Bijan. Josh Jacobs showed up for the first time. That's where the game I knew was going to change. Because they were actually throwing him the ball. So he was actually being a receiving back. That's what really gave him his points that I needed. So, you know.
Well, he did score a touchdown on the ground, I think.
Mm-hmm. No complaints.
I got bounced back this week. No offense, Jordan. Good luck to you.
Man, we lock heads this week. Me and Adrian lock in. I don't got my quarterback. I don't like it. I didn't realize Herbert was the number one quarterback in fantasy.
Really?
Yeah. He's the number one position, at least last right time now. I looked. Yeah,
that shit keep changing like every week, seemed like for quarterback.
But he's been consistent. Yeah. He has been the most consistent player I've had on my team. So
quarterback's probably been the biggest weakness on my team, I feel like. Because Trevor Lawrence ain't doing what I thought he might do.
Yeah, so best of luck, Adrian, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you a recap next week.
I said that should be a doozy.
Who you got this week?
I forgot the name.
He playing your boy.
Oh, my God, Naeem?
I think so. That's going to be a tough matchup.
Gotham City?
Yeah, that's my guy, Naeem, right there. Yeah, now this team's solid. They split it last year. Those were first place right there, Naeem and Javon.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
So here's y'all rematch.
Yeah, we're going to see how it go. Since we didn't really beat each other.
Nah, that was weird, man. That one last year was still wild.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
What you mean predictions?
You going to win this week?
I don't know. Just going to let this see where it go. It's fantasy, bro. You can't never say how fantasy
goes. A little bit. Dang.
Nigga, I've been spicing up the whole damn time talking shit to y'all niggas.
I'm talking about fantasy.
What the fuck?
Johns, I'm out. I'm out of ammo.
I didn't sprinkle my little razzle down the spice. Shit, keep it. Damn.
All good, man. All good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Y'all had anything else in football y'all wanted to rap with, man? If I move us along, Khalil Mack.
He went crazy, bro. 6 sacks.
What a game.
It's crazy because I think he like second in sacks now, or like tied for first or some shit after that one game.
And against his former team.
Yeah. And I didn't think about that.
He holds the record for most sacks in a game by a single player?
I think seven.
Oh, for the franchise.
Yeah, for the franchise. Okay. I think seven for a game. For the record. I think the record is 8. But the record is 8. The record is 7.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what's up. Against his former team, you just said that?
Yeah, against the Raiders.
Raiders?
I wonder, are they going to fire Josh McDaniels? Well, Devontae Adams gonna get traded.
I got a real close Raiders fan that I know, and he want Josh McDaniels gone.
Same. I got another one. I know one I work with. He been wanting Josh McDaniels gone since last year.
Didn't the receiver come out? Was it Devontae Adams, or was it somebody else that came out kind of throwing shade at their quarterback?
I don't remember nobody throwing shade, but I remember him like sounding like he was just frustrated, like, I want to win. Like, I ain't trying to be somewhere where we ain't winning.
That's what Jacob said. Jacob said, I'm tired of losing. Yeah. I want to win. Devontae might have said something, too, but I know Jacobs clearly came out and said that in that press conference.
So, they got to get this shit together. I'm trying to think. Burrow is still struggling.
Oh, yeah. Burrow ain't. He ain't himself.
Did they win?
Put up 3 points.
No. Oh, yeah, they got smoked.
Then they lose to the Browns?
Titans.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to just sit. Too.
They got beat up, but they ain't had Deshaun Watson.
He's going to have to sit. This might just be they. I mean, y'all have been a hot team for like the past 3 years. This just might be y'all year to be like, you know what? We ain't got it this year.
Because I forgot he is injured.
He injured. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, he be out there. He not moving as elusive as he normally is, getting out of the pocket, throwing the ball quick.
Like, he don't run a lot, but he definitely relies on his legs to kind of just move in the
pocket.
Get
him out of situations,
like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Sit for a couple weeks. Hopefully, I don't know who they back up.
Shit, I have no idea.
Now, that's a great question. I actually have no idea who their backup is.
Sit this man. Like, yo, Joe Burrow, just chill for like a week or two.
Because
you out there, y'all already losing. Why are you going to go out there and just keep aggravating your injury? Don't make sense to me. Like I said, it's okay sometimes to just chuck the season up as a L. Or at times, like, take a couple games off.
Do a
look at your division. When you come back, I'm like, okay, where can we get these games back to where we can be in the race by the end of the season? That's all that matters. As long as you close in your division to winning your division, that's all that means. Who cares about the – I mean, you still want to place well, but if you win your division, you at least top four. So
yeah, that's true.
What are they, 1-3?
Jake Browning is their backup quarterback.
Oh, man.
Who?
That's not good.
That's why you ain't seen that man out there.
Yeah, that's why that nigga hobbling.
That's why. They need to go sign them a vet. You better go get Brissett.
And that's he with what's his name?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He with us. But maybe that's another reason why they ain't really trying to go take that route, because as soon as he sits and they put a garbage backup out there, everybody going to start saying Kaepernick or Cam, and it's just going to be unnecessary attention that they probably don't want.
Yo, Kaepernick's not coming back.
Oh, yeah, they got a dead that.
He put out some letter.
J. Cole put that out.
Well, he put it out, but J. Cole put it out to the public.
Yeah, J. Cole put that out. That's why I knew, hey, Colin, you ain't never coming back.
But that's from what I was reading, that's what he sent to owners or
to the Jets.
Coaches?
Someone to be to even be on a practice squad. Mm. I seen that. I thought I was to the Jets. I'm not sure if it went to anybody else.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, the more I'm starting thinking about this shit, I'm like, yo, Colin, this shit dead, bro.
I think it is too, but
that was a long time. It's been a
it's
long
been dead for
time.
Real, for real. Like, if we keeping it a buck. But
he can
like,
at least be on the practice squad.
Damn niggas not letting him back in, bro. You sued us.
Yeah.
Oh, the NFL.
It's
like, bro.
Now if he comes,
we you sued us and we settled out of court. You ain't coming back. He should have known that when he sued him. Because when you really think about it, bro, like, would you come back to a company you sued? No.
It depends on how much I got sued for, or how much I sued for.
Bro, you're not going. If you sue them, a company you work for, you're not going back.
Yeah, bro, that's when you got to go play in the XFL.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to go play in the XFL.
CFL, like, you could have went. He could have went any other league. He just, like, bro, you kind of fucked yourself up coming back to the league. Because if I'm the league, why would I bring you back? Bro, you sued us. I'm not bringing you back. I paid you to be, okay, we settled. Have a nice life.
That has nothing. I mean, I get what you're saying. But in a sense, that's the teams. Unless there's some, like, bond where it's kind of just like Roger Goodell is kind of like, hey, yo, ain't nobody, y'all better not pick up Kaepernick.
No, it's the other way around. You got to think, the owners worked for the owners, not the other way around. So if anything, the
owners. So who was sued, the NFL or the owners?
The owners collectively sued him. Oh, no, he sued the owners basically.
Oh, I thought it was just the NFL. Like,
nah, he sued the owners
shield.
Basically. No, nah, well, the shield is the owners.
Yeah, the owners is that, like, Goodell is just the commissioner.
Yeah, he's the commissioner, but, like, same thing with NBA. The commissioner works for the owners. The owners are the ones with the money. So he worked for them. So that's why I'm saying, like, if you suing all the owners basically, why would any of these niggas want to re-sign you?
When you put it that way.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about even the real world. You working for your job right now. You sued these niggas. You think I'm thinking about from your perspective. You're not going to come back. I sued y'all. There's a reason I sued y'all. I'm not coming back to this bitch. I want y'all to pay me.
You could have slipped and broke your elbow. Broke your elbow.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're not coming back, though. I've never heard nobody suing their job and staying there, bro.
They just might not talk about it. That's probably something you don't talk about.
Because he about to just keep going and keep having arguments.
All right. So with that being said, y'all got anything I'm about to move?
No.
Nah,
I
think
that was
it.
Cool. Well, we were wondering last week where Drew would get flipped. This week, we know where. Some way, somehow, he's on the Celtics.
Not surprised, but great pickup.
Yeah, great pickup for them.
What a pickup from the Boston. Another team I don't like getting better.
Still don't know how they going to really work out because I don't know how their big men rotation going to be, but I like
their
team.
They traded Robert Williams, so now you got
I ain't
going to
lie. The Blazers team looking all right.
Hey, Blazers.
I forgot with Robert Williams, Aiton.
They came out of this trade good.
Scoop, Malcolm Brogdon. Shit. Anthony Simon still. They still got Jeremy Grant.
I love him.
Like
they got a nice little squad.
I expect to see them playing decent this year. Like I don't know what type of expectations I really got as far as playoffs and all that shit, but I expect to see them be competitive and like, you know, have some good games. They got some talent. Now, if Ayton's head gonna be in the game,
I think so. Man.
I hope so.
You seen the videos of him and everything walking around Portland, like the facility and everything.
Oh no, I was talking about his off the court shit. So that's why I'm like. He kind of like moving like Zion right now.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I ain't even know that. With some chick, but I mean, he seemed at least he was in the video with the chick. Zion was just.
I'm just saying it's the same type of chick. That's what I'm saying.
That's that brushing, John.
Yeah, that was him.
That was him. That was his big goofy ass. Yeah. Oh, I ain't know that.
Yeah.
He embracing it. So you can embrace it all you want. I'm just still looking at it like.
Well, Shawty might be all right because he rejuvenated. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know.
He been excited. Like the moment he walked into Portland, he said like it feels like I got drafted again.
Well, you gotta think that nigga been ready to leave to Phoenix for like 2-3 years too.
He tried. He's trying to go to the Pacers.
So I think that's really what it is. He's just happy to fucking be out of Phoenix. That nigga's like, finally, y'all niggas traded me or got rid of me. Like,
especially
the thing
when
about
Bill
you,
when
he
over.
Talking about getting traded for, he signed that extension. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that nigga just happy to be out
the
fuck out of
Phoenix. He only signed
the
extension because he was going to Indiana.
And he wanted the money.
The Blazers matched it. Oh, yeah. Because remember, the Blazers could have paid him more money.
Yeah.
They chose not to. He was walking and they had to match the contract. Mm. So Ayton didn't even get paid the dollar he even wanted to get paid. He just took that so he wouldn't be with Portland no more.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mean Phoenix?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Portland. My bad.
Well, we talking about Portland.
Yeah, it went in my head. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm like, shit, it's kind of like a Jordan Poole situation. Like, that nigga got away from the situation he wanted to get away from. And now he kind of looked at as like one of the leaders of the team.
I don't think Jordan necessarily wanted to get away from the situation. I think he would rather Draymond get away from the situation. But
you ain't hear about the inside scoop?
Nah, I didn't.
Something. You ain't hear about what Gilbert was talking about and shit?
Nah.
Was
this recent?
Yeah.
This is recent.
You hear about him saying that Draymond's an expensive backpack?
For Steph.
For Steph? He said, you an expensive backpack for 30. That's why Draymond got his feelings.
Draymond ain't like that.
So
but he didn't hit him that day. He didn't hit him till the next day. And then I heard when he actually hit him the next day, they weren't even going back and forth. Draymond was just trying to start shit with him. But they said that Draymond seemed different that day. Like, he was going through some shit. And then come to find out it was something, like, personal, like, with girl or kids. I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
But it seemed like one of them things where, like, the person was going to start that shit anyway. Like, any little thing that Jordan Poole did or said at that moment, he was just going to use it as an excuse to snap off type shit. Because they said that day, like, instead of Jordan being like, Jordan, they said he was kind of like on some, like, I ain't even trying to, like, joke, like, do nothing today. Like, because they said it all started with Draymond leading up to this. He's talking shit, you know, being Draymond.
I got you.
Jordan Poole won't really saying nothing. So then they said one day, Kerr was like, hey, man, you need to fight back, like, stand up for yourself, like, type shit. So they said that's when the next practice, Draymond on his shit talking shit.
Yeah.
They said that's when Jordan Poole just started talking shit back, like, da 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 da. Like, You expensive backpack for 30, like, da-da-da-da, just talking shit. But he ain't saying nothing personal. He just talking shit.
Like, yeah, that's kind of personal.
That's not personal.
Kirk put the battery in his back is what we saying.
Personal is me talking about your kids, your mom, your family. Me saying you got carried by Steph Curry ain't personal. That's just talking shit.
Okay.
Because Draymond talks a lot of shit. So if anybody can take it, it would be Draymond. He told Paul Pierce, we don't love you like Kobe. Come on. Like,
you think you getting a tour?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
bro,
no
you better take that shit.
They don't love you like
Kobe.
Don't
yeah, exactly. Like, come on. If I just tell you, you getting carried. I mean, if he get then he is getting carried by Steph. The fuck? That man, Steph and Clay got hurt that one year. He had a whole season to fucking prove that he could carry a team a little bit. And he quit on them niggas after like 8 games. Fuck out of here, Draymond. You could have went out there and dropped 20 a game. When it started going crazy, this nigga could barely get 10 without Steph and fucking Clay.
Well, Jordan Poole's with the Wizards now. How you feel like he gonna play with the Wizards? After all this, we talking about like him coming to your team.
Also, too, I heard he leaked the video.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jordan Poole?
He leaked it on purpose to get paid. Cause he knew like with him doing that, it was like, you remember how the speculation was like, are they gonna pay him the money?
I thought he already got his contract before that video came
out. No, he didn't get paid till after the punch. They were talking about the contract. Like, it was rumored that he was going to get paid. And then he got punched. I heard, like, him and his agent were the ones that's like, oh, now y'all niggas definitely going to pay me. And they was like, they leaked the video. Because, like, now you going to see it. Like, it's like it forced the Warriors, like, we got to.
It was leverage.
We got to save face, bro. Like, so, like, and they said he won't even tripping after the point. Like, everybody thought the nigga was depressed. Like, nigga won't depress. Like, nigga, I'm about to get broke off.
Was it worth it?
I mean,
did I put enough work in?
I mean, I just got broke off 145. But anyway, on to the Wizards. Like, my fault. I just had to throw that back
in. Nah, I ain't know that. That was.
Yeah, Gilbert was talking about that shit last week. That's where I saw all that shit. Dang. That shit was crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, that changed. Like, I ain't gonna say it changed a whole lot, but it definitely provided a way more background to what happened. Cause to this day, it was a year later, and we still didn't really know what really
exactly.
Escalated it to that point. And I told my homeboy a while ago, I'm like, yo, I think it's because Draymond was either going through something, or that nigga just soft as hell and can't take no joke. But he can't take it type shit.
Probably
is both, but I think in this instance, something was going, well, probably that shit was in the back of his mind, and then something actually really was going on, like you said.
Trigger. That's the only person he can go to right now. That was the last person that bothered him.
And he know Jordan probably ain't actually going to really fight back or nothing. Like, he just talk shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they said Jordan ain't been talking shit the whole time. So, he know he ain't going to really fight him or nothing. So, yeah. I think Jordan and Kuzma going to be a nice little duo, though.
I think he going to have more freedom.
Way more
freedom. I'm interested to see that. I'm very interested to see what our squad does. Like, I think, like you said, Jordan and Kuz, they're going to complement each other well. I still don't like our head coach. That nigga sucks to
me. Who y'all got again?
Wes Unseld Jr. Oh. That nigga trash.
Worse than Brooks?
Yeah, because Brooks at least was getting us to the playoffs.
Y'all had better talent, too, though. At the same time.
Yeah, one can say.
I'm just saying y'all had star
players.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, at one point we had Bell, Porzingis, Kuzma. Like, Westbrook. You would look at that team and Westbrook. You would look at that team in the East and think, like, okay, these. But I don't think he was the coach when we had Westbrook.
Really?
I don't.
Scott Brooks?
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the new dude. My fault.
Yeah, Wes Unseld Jr. That nigga trash. But we locked in with him, apparently. So I have to deal with him for at least another season or two for now. But. I'm just interested to see how we're going to do. Poole should be interesting. I wasn't really paying attention to all the media day bullshit because no one really cares about the Wizards media day. So, and it's, I don't know. I let's play ball.
So, I like that.
I feel it.
I like that.
Let's just hoop. Check up. Hey.
But speaking of media day,
there you go.
The master troll himself.
Back at it.
I respect it. I think they're going to eventually use another picture. I would love to see that picture used throughout ESPN. Like,
they
what?
Got to, right?
They have to. Because at this point, like, if they don't use it, he's just doing that just to go up there and just have some fun for the day.
Well, I mean, they used it last year.
They did.
So, that shit funny, though.
Jimmy a clock, man. Jimmy.
I know some people try and say he look gay and shit like that. and part of me wants to agree, but I'm like, in this part, I know that nigga just trolling. So it's like, yeah, it's I can't even look at it. And it ain't like he was just wearing, like, bro, he was looking for, trying to look emo. Like, that's what they do. Like, yeah.
He told Bam, don't make me break character.
Yeah, like bro.
He's literally having a good time.
Yeah, he just fucking, it's like, it would be no different if he did some Halloween shit. And it is kind of like the month of Halloween. Yeah. So.
Hey, you a troll. Yeah, he's been showing you a troll.
He, this is the second year in a row. He might have did it even a year before, too. But
now, if you would have put like a dress or something on,
well, that's out of uniform.
Completely
now,
different. So. Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, him just, I mean, he has long hair. All the nigga did was comb his hair. Like, just did some dumb ass shit.
Just a little straightening.
Yeah.
Just a little straightening.
That shit was funny, though.
I was weak. I got some good laughs off on
him. He had the piercings in, too, which I don't know if they was real or fake, but.
He probably had some little half little shit put on his lip.
I'm like, that shit.
It looked like it might have been real, but I don't think it was real.
I don't think so. But you never know.
That's what I'm saying. Never know.
Because I don't know if you can have like piercings in your picture like that. Like facial piercings.
I know dudes be having like nose rings sometimes.
But that'd be like the little stud.
Maybe Birdman did. I
think he might have.
That's the only player I can think of. Like I'm just trying
and
to.
And that's a heat player.
Rodman too?
Yeah.
But did he have it in his pictures though? His like, you know.
Couldn't tell you. I just know he had him in during the season. So, but I could be wrong about media day. You know, we're talking, you know, almost 30 years ago. I don't got that answer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was a long time ago.
But okay. Yeah, yeah. I loved it, though, man. Jimmy had me dying. And he talked about the Bucks again. He said, it's okay. Because I'm going to be Adrian Griffin, Dame, and Giannis on my way to another on my way to a championship. Just like I said last year, I'm saying the same thing again. I was like, hey, keep that same energy, man.
He said something about tampering again, too. He kind of slid that in. He was, like, making some comment or something. Somebody asked him a question, and he, like, slipped in tampering somewhere. But
you think he really believes, or he just?
I think he's trolling. If he really meant it, I don't think he'd be out in the public saying it like that.
Yeah, he's just having fun. Like, everybody knows Miami was supposed to get him. They didn't
get him. As a player, it ain't really for you to say anyway.
No. So.
Yeah. It's probably some type of unwritten rule.
Yeah.
It's where it's like. You let everybody else handle that.
That's some team
the
shit.
The owner comes.
I was about to say that's some owner. Like Mark Cuban. That's some GM type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like Mark Cuban said that about Jalen Brunson last year.
Exactly. That ain't something the players like. Unless you actually talking like with a player about some free agency type shit, then and y'all both free. I don't know. Like maybe some shit like that. But
there you go.
I don't know. Hey man, the season starting up really soon though.
Hey, yeah, man.
Like a week and a half.
So. We locking in soon, bro. That's no questions on it.
Preseason probably about to start.
Before we wasn't there, now I know we like mentioned it, but we ain't really talk on it. I do think that Jrue Holiday trade moves the needle for Boston slightly, not like a whole lot, but you kind of like are now like okay, like beforehand everybody was kind of just like the Bucks. Now it's kind of just like okay, wait, Boston is doing some things over here. Let's not forget about him. Even though people were saying that before, but it's like really now that they got Jrue, it's just like
they got expectations like a bitch though. Now. Yeah. Only because like you said, they're looked at as one of them teams. They just paid Jaylen Brown.
A bag.
And then now this trade. So it's like and they picked up Porzingis.
And you think about it too, like
and y'all get rid of Marcus Smart.
Yeah. They got some pieces. Yeah. I think Porzingis is gonna be very interesting
if he's healthy,
to see,
bro.
He was pretty healthy last season.
That was his most healthy season.
That's
in a
the thing,
long
bro.
Time
we don't know. We don't know what he looked like from season to season.
I think he played 56 games. Yeah.
If you can get 60 games out of 65 out of him this year, I see them being solid for sure.
We gotta see because he had a little funky injury. In
that's
like
what I'm
the
saying.
Summer,
you never
like
know
that.
What
nobody
he,
really
what,
talking about.
He can he'll look good for 10-15 games and then get hurt for 10-15 games.
That's true.
Because who the other big men they going to have?
They got rid of Robert Williams.
So who else?
Al Horford.
What's that?
He getting old.
What's that one white boy that they got too?
Is it Olenek?
He was playing. I don't think it's.
No, it's not
it was somebody that was playing in the playoffs though that came in.
I know who you're talking about. I just can't. I can't say by name.
Olenek on Miami.
Yeah, that's why I'm just trying to think because he reminds me of him somewhat. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I said Olenek.
But it's interesting too with all this Bucks and Boston talk. Nobody's talking about the like. Normally, the Sixers would be in the conversation too, but nobody sees them as a threat in the East no more. Like
because of all this turmoil.
Yeah, I think it's Harden, man. That too, Harden done ruined that. Like
also, we can't sleep on the Suns.
Well, like, I was talking.
Oh, you just talking about East?
Talking about the East. You said moving the needle for the East.
My fault. Well, take that back. Still can't forget about him.
Yeah, yeah. Nah.
No.
Because I ain't going to lie, I keep forgetting about them. Low key.
Not after that trade. I said, oh, they got some depth now. They got a little bit of bodies.
I forgot they did. That trade did kind of like give them some depth that they didn't have. They needed that shit.
Because you did kind of question their team with just the Bradley Beal trade.
Yeah, I mean, of course you knew they were going to be solid with them, but it's like, what's y'all got behind these things?
There you go.
Because that's what really matters. That's what be hurting all these big threes anyway. They be top heavy as hell.
Who was your sixth, seventh, and eighth man in the rotation?
I think by the time this December comes, like mid-December, Phoenix going to catch a groove. They're going to look nice. Because, I mean, they in training camp now. Everybody getting used to each other, play some games. By the time December comes, them niggas going to be in like, if as long as everybody's healthy, I think you're going to really see how scary this team is going to look in December. That early, I think.
Yeah, they look really good, man.
So, on paper, they look great. So, if they can, that chemistry can build for like these next 2 months, October, November, December come around, like I said, them niggas going to be scary.
And they had this full offseason all together. You know, because KD came in the middle of the season. Of course, Brad came at the end. So now you got them all gelling all at one time playing.
Another team we got to see if KD going to stay healthy, because he can't seem to stay healthy at this age.
Yeah. Either. He's at that point, too, just like we're talking about Porzingis, man. KD on that
like every year, bug,
bro. And he be playing solid. That first 8 games he had with the Suns,
undefeated. They won every game, yeah. He was balling, but he can't stay healthy now.
The team I'm probably interested the most in the West is still the Warriors, because I got to see how this Chris Paul thing works.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced.
And they talking about Chris Paul being the starting point guard and Steph being hurt. Two.
Guess who's hurt? Draymond.
Dray hurt already? I didn't know he was hurt.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That's why they talking about putting Chris Paul in the starting lineup, because he hurt.
Oh, I didn't know that was because he was hurt.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what I've seen recently.
That makes sense, though. That does make sense.
That's what I seen recently. Like Draymond, like, sprained his ankle or some shit like that.
These niggas getting old, dog.
Yeah, like, Chris Paul, 37, 38.
No spring chicken. Chris Paul, another one of them getting hurt every other week.
And I love at least by the playoffs.
You know, I love Chris Paul. When the playoffs come around, unfortunately, his body break down.
Every time.
Because he plays, like, most of the regular season. As, like, when he was, like, not playing in the playoffs, that's because he was playing majority of the games in the regular season. Wear and tear throughout the season. And that nigga just catch a freak injury or just something random.
Pull a hamstring.
Break a wrist.
Growing.
Like, just something random. Some kind of ligament issue. Some tendon issue or something. I don't know.
And it'd be like game 6.
Yeah.
Pivotal game.
Then they win the series. Oh, yeah, he going to miss the whole next. If they make it past this round, he'll
most
be back.
Most of them end up losing, though.
Yeah.
But like you said, they can win, and it might not even matter.
Because won't he hurt when they was in the finals?
He got
with
hurt.
With the Suns?
Yeah.
He won't play. He didn't play every game, I don't think.
He didn't. Because I think when he came back is when they started losing.
Brown was in the front row.
Hey, Brown. Okay. Y'all, I know we're talking about basketball. Y'all watched the boxing fight this past weekend? Y'all watch Canelo versus Charlo?
I didn't even know who won fight the next day or the day after.
Good match?
No.
I heard Charlo got like.
Yep.
Demolished.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched the whole fight. Canelo pressed him the entire fight, walked that man down, kept him in a corner or on the ropes the entire fight. Like, it was one of the wildest things to see. Charlo literally was trying to survive. Like, you could tell, like, it wasn't like the Spence and Crawford fight, though. So let me make that clear. Like, let me not paint that picture. It won't the Martin after the Tommy Hearns fight. But Charlo literally was trying not to get knocked out. He did get knocked down. He caught an overhand right to the head, and he had to take a knee. He didn't fall, but he was just like, hold on.
Let me take a moment.
And he had to breathe real quick, you could tell. But for him to jump up 2 weight classes, like, one of the biggest things that I didn't understand was his power was lacking. Because he would hit Canelo, and Canelo would keep moving forward. Mm. And that's when I was like, oh, this is over. Because he done felt your power. He don't respect you, but you respect him. And that's when I was like, yeah, this is going to be a long night for you, Charlo. This is going to be a long night.
It went the distance, though?
Yep. It went the whole fight. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't no TKO. Like I said, the only knockdown you had was when Charlo took a knee. You gonna really argue that Charlo might have won? Respectfully, maybe the fifth round was probably Charlo's round, and the sixth round you could argue he might have won. Mm. But dominating performance by Canelo, like dominating.
Mm. Okay.
So, little quick recap.
Word.
I'm pretty sure. I think there's some fights coming up in this month in October as well too. I can't remember who exactly, but I do think it's like a few fights.
We have is it the Tyson Fury fight?
I want to say
is he fighting Francis now?
I want to say so.
I know that's coming up soon. I just can't say when.
The UFC. UFC. I want to say that's this month.
That's got to be coming up soon. It has to be coming up soon. Did they ever confirm that Anthony Joshua and Wilder fight? I don't think they did. Right?
I think there was a lot of pump faking. Somebody's fighting somebody else. It was another like heavyweight. I think either Fury's next fight might be getting some talks and set up as well too after this one coming up. So.
Oh, okay, like the follow up.
Yeah. So, but I don't think the Wilder.
I just was hopeful.
Joshua fight.
Knowing that we need to see it at this moment, like that fight's kind of like.
Niggas getting old. Wilder's getting older. Like
yeah, that fight should have happened years ago.
Or to yesterday, today.
Even after they both lost. Like, after Fury beat Wilder and after Anthony Joshua lost to Ruiz or whatnot, that should have happened right then.
Mm-hmm. They kept trying to give us that damn trilogy.
Yeah.
That second one was,
about
that. My.
It didn't happen. What are you talking about?
You're right, Men in Black.
Yeah, what are you talking about? There was never a fight. Sir? Sir?
Sir?
Sir? Hey, Colorado bounced back, bruh. They were getting hurt that first half, though.
I ain't gonna lie, I forgot all about that game. I ain't even see that shit, but they did make it a game.
Got my money.
I was a little wrong.
Got my money. Hey, what about my black guy say? As long as they bring me my money.
Show me my money.
The 1 week I ain't bet on them, man. What? I was like, I ain't betting on them after I bet on them the week before. Fuck.
What?
Yeah, I was wrong. I thought it was gonna be a clean sweep, but they made it a game.
The spread was worse this week. So I actually would have won this week if I actually bet on them this time.
Oh, yeah, because they only lost by four points.
I would have definitely hit that shit.
It ended up being what you did say, though, like talking about USC's defense. Like I said, the way they opened that game was different, but their defense a little soft, and Colorado was able to expose that a little bit as the second half and everything rolled off. But I will tell you, Caleb Williams is everything as advertised. That man is nice. He's continuing to show you why he is the number one projected pick right now. So if your team looking for a quarterback, USC is a team you should be paying attention to.
Who's a team that's tanking right now in the NFL that could use him?
Tanking?
Well,
let me see. Who is that? I don't really feel like.
Like who's like Jets. Early position? I would say the Jets. Early position of who would be the front runners to draft him?
Bears. Broncos.
I can see the Broncos.
Saints.
Well, I mean, the Broncos can't draft them unless you want to stash them for a little bit. Because remember, they gave Russell that contract. That's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
So unless you trade in Russell, he's your quarterback.
Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders is a good one. That's a good one.
What about
the Titans is 2-2. Patriots. So that's not
Mac Jones locked or he got paid?
The Cone? No.
Okay.
They got drummed.
Yeah, they got 38-3.
No, I'm saying
no, but I'm with you. Yeah, I'm just saying he's not the answer. My bad. That's
I know he ain't the answer. That's why I'm like, is he like?
Yeah,
did he get paid or something recently?
No,
okay. Just making sure.
They got Brian Zapp as their backup. He ain't getting paid. That's a great team, and I hope he never goes there. I'm one of them haters. I just don't want him to go to the Patriots. I don't like the Patriots. I enjoy the Patriots not being good. Mm. It's one of my highlights. Them not being good makes my day.
Because a lot of teams, like, these past couple of drafts or just a lot moving around in the NFL, a lot of teams, like, have their quarterback. There's a couple out there that are still figuring it out, but.
What about Minnesota?
I think they're still locked in with Kirk, but they're going to need somebody after. I've been
hearing a lot of rumors of them moving him and shit, though.
I mean, I could see him not be. It's crazy, though, because, like, even though the record they are, Kirk Cousins minus last week. Was the top quarterback in yards and touchdowns.
Yeah, oh, and what, 1-3?
1-3.
It's hard moving a quarterback during the middle of the season.
Without an injury. Unfortunately.
So.
I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, I did like that. I don't know where he's going. We gotta wait it out just a tad bit, because then too, you never know, man. These teams be trading. Yeah. You know, if a team has a quarterback and they haven't fallen up the top, that's like the Bears last year. They was able to get DJ Moore, the ninth pick from Carolina. You know, that's the advantage of having a quarterback already in house. Mm-hmm. Is because now you get to funnel them trades. You get to move your people however you please. I don't know. I like him though. Who I like him and Bo Nix.
I've been seeing a lot of talks with Bo Nix too. Who Colorado got this week coming up? They need to win.
I actually don't know who they play. Hold on.
I ain't even been paying attention. I ain't been paying attention to them like after like the last week or so. Cause I thought they were gonna probably lose this week.
I ain't sure who they actually play next week. Let's see. Who you got, Dion? He was at the thing at the Sixers thing or something like that earlier. Arizona State. See, this is when they schedule start to get. See, they had real two back-to-back big games.
Yeah.
Because now they play Arizona State. They play Stanford. They got a bye week. Then they get UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State University, and then the UTEP stand of the year. Or Utah, excuse me. So they got a favorable favorable schedule coming up compared to what they just had to deal with.
Get a bowl game locked in.
Yeah, they should win six games. They should win six.
Yeah, I mean, they already got, two or three?
They got three right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was what you needed to get bowl eligible, six wins.
Oh, you just need six wins.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need six wins to become bowl eligible. Does not guarantee you a bowl, though. Some teams do win six games, and if they're too many teams have already won over and your team may not generate as much money, because the bowl is the people that invite you. So you may not be invited still, even if you win six games. You have to be invited to the bowl.
Colorado's going to get invited.
Yeah. If
they win six games,
they'll be in a bowl.
They got too much.
No matter what bowl it is.
Cotton Bowl.
That's a good bowl. What do you mean?
That was the only thing I could think of.
That's a good one. If they in that Five Guys Bowl, call somebody.
Yankee Candle Bowl.
Oh, that's sick.
Is that a real
bowl? Bed Bath & Beyond Bowl.
They be having some random ass bowls. Nowadays, they be having so many bowls, it be like random ass shit.
They do. The bowls be changing. Yeah, I caught that right there. Yo, Sirski.
Now I'm trying to say something Harris funny. Bowl.
When you said Cotton Bowl, I was like, he trying to go for something. But
yeah, but that's a BCS bowl.
That's like Orange
Bowl. Yeah, there you go. That's a Tostitos Bowl. That's a good one. God, orange, rose.
Man, it ain't going to hit the same if I say one. I'll just give up. I'll be back next week with a bowl game.
Yeah. This ship has sailed.
AutoZone Bowl.
Try it! Yeah, that was a good one. It would have been better if you said that first.
Yeah. Gotta be quicker than that.
That part. Jet life in the background again.
Annoying. Nigga, it's 10 o'clock,
bro.
I ain't editing this out. They go out and hear the jet life. I'll put a little currency in the background. Add currency on the intro to the other episode. Dang. You know what I'm saying? I had to show some love to my guy Rob49 and currency. You know what I'm saying?
Rob49.
That's my guy, bro. Rob with Rob. But man, that's all I got, fellas. I don't know if there was anything else, y'all. WNBA is going to get what we asked for.
October 8th, the start of the WNBA finals. You got the New York Liberty versus the Las Vegas Aces.
I'm going Aces.
Should be a good one.
On Aces. Aces in the sky.
I'm going to go with the Aces as well. I hope they kind of like humble the New York Liberty, because they be looking real spicy on the floor. I ain't like it because they beat us too and they was like talking that shit. Respectfully so, I get it. But now it's time for y'all to see a real team. So,
urging my boy.
I think it's going to be a good matchup though. So,
hey, Yankees. I don't know how y'all letting Aaron Boone come back to coach us next year, but I ain't going to talk about that on this episode, but I had to say that because it has already been announced he's coming back. Pain. but yeah, man, that's going to do it for us over here at the Rain and Chance Podcast, episode 187 officially in the books. We appreciate all the first-time listeners, the last-time listeners, and all the continued listeners. Shout-out to all the defending champs out there. Shout-out to everybody that clicked the links in the bio, too, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the R&B playlist that y'all had last week. If you didn't hear it, turn into it now, man. It's still the playlist of the week, playlist of the month, playlist of the rest of the year until he drops another one. You know the vibes. You know the energy.
Holla.
So with that being said, man, peace, love, and all that other jazz. Check on your people. Drink water. definitely get to that bag. Episode 187, baby.
Doom Juice, Jalen Hurts.
He closed it like that.